Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I sometimes wish we didn't have to play songs or commercials or anything else. What? And just the ridiculous information you say between stuff be heard by everybody.
No.
Because, wow, dude.
It's true, but no, we don't need to talk.
We're going to have to go there. Okay. We're going to have to go there.
Right.
We want to talk about Flight Follies because suddenly, well, everybody, you know, we just had like the holiday break and people like have been traveling. So if you had something weird happen to you on a plane, or perhaps you're in the airline industry, there's this big story recently where an Alaska Airlines flight had to be canceled because there was a rat on the plane.
Yeah, and people think, what's the big deal? Just keep flying.
It's just a rat.
Rats eat wires, rats eat electronics, rats eat everything.
Yeah, a rat was seen jumping from the jetway into the plane. 110 passengers got on the flight.
Score.
And they had to like put them all out.
So it just leapt from
like,
the
jetway. What's this? Like, right. Told all his friends, he's like, every person will get off the plane. No way, Tom. Watch me.
Exactly. Attention passengers.
There's a damn rat on the plane. He's obviously doing a prank for his friends, but we all got to get off.
And he won the bet.
He's walking out there handing him all their cheese. Never thought you'd clear that, bro. No way. So Steve was telling me as part of his flight folly.
Okay.
Because, and I don't know how you know this, but.
Yeah.
The flight attendants, when they're doing that, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi,
yeah.
Hi, welcome aboard. Hi.
They're not just greeting you. They're doing something much more important.
Which is what?
They're sizing you up.
They're not.
They are sizing you up.
Sizing you up for what?
Because if there's anything that happens that needs physical something, they make a mental note. So then when you
walk. So they follow you. Yes. Oh, 23F.
Yes, they
something
do.
Goes bad.
Yes,
I'm going to get 23F.
Or if the person that's sitting in the exit row is not capable, they make a mental note and they'll approach you first. So if they think you're, you know,
busy. Yo, 23F. So then, literally, Steve is telling me he flexes as he gets on the plane.
I kind of just come in with the
Hulk. Then
I kind of just walk
as easily. Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, from now on, I'm bringing in dumbbells with me. I'm coming in like doing curls. Yeah, no, I'm good. How much is an airplane door weigh again? I'm just curious. Just want to know that I can squat it.
No, they'll probably ask you to leave.
I don't care. I don't want to be there anyway.
But just know this, they are sizing every single solitary passenger up and to the point where they think you might cause a problem too.
Well, that's me.
Yeah.
Because I usually come in reeking of alcohol.
Well, you
like,
are.
What's up? Did you see this thing? This is another flight folly story, and we don't have it here. Little D, maybe you can look it up while we're the Chrissy Teigen thing and John Legend.
What was the deal? What was going on?
They were flying somewhere for the holidays, and like they took a picture of them like laying down in their super first class seats. But apparently, the plane had to turn around
because of them.
Because somebody on the plane was on the wrong damn plane. So the plane literally takes off. Okay, let's start here. You have to walk up to a gate with an LED sign that says Frankfurt on it. Then the person goes, oh, we're now boarding flight 295 to Frankfurt. Then when you get on the plane, it's like, welcome to United Flight 295 to Frankfurt. And they, like everybody says it 16 times, and it's not soaking in, not soaking in. Taxiing, not soaking in. Hit the jet, and you're like, wait a minute, did they say Frankfurt? After you're in the sky?
But what irks me,
they flipped the plane.
Yes, for the one. So the majority got screwed because of the one.
They had to land it.
I'm tired of that happening.
I swear to God, if they went to a gate, I would be pissed.
Yes.
And be like, just open the door and let that tool fall out.
Shoulder roll right
out. Yes, it's their issue, not mine.
Flight attendant should have sized that person up and know that this
is. You don't look like someone going to Frankfurt. Did you find it?
Yeah.
And where were they going?
Tokyo.
And the person, after
4 hours, realized they were on the wrong plane.
They turned it around 4 hours?
It was an 8-hour flight back to L.A.
Jeez. Oh man.
The hatred.
Oh, it's not like a bus where you just pull the thing and go, hey, guys, get off. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. It wasn't like they realized they were on the wrong plane. The person, the crew on the plane discovered that there was an unauthorized person on the plane. So somebody had boarded the plane without a ticket. So 4 hours into the flight, they said, let's turn this bad boy around and head back to L.A.
If I was the majority.
I'd be so mad. So then there was another family in Chicago. They were on a Southwest flight. The daughter had some dry skin, and the mom, like, picked some of the dry skin out of her hair or whatever.
Okay.
And somebody else goes, she's got lice, alerted the flight attendants, and they booted the whole family off the flight. They were trying to go to Disney.
Wait, some random passenger, no expert on lice or head or skin, dermatology.
I saw picking something out of her hair.
And then they booted the family
off. They booted everybody out.
Ooh, that family might be able to turn around and...
They haven't received an apology or anything. They're working with the family to make things right, they said, but...
I'd rather sit next to lice than screaming baby, though.
Do you think maybe the flight attendant should now, part of their job, should be sizing them up for lice?
So they have to get out to, like, the...
Yes. Hold on, everybody come here. I have some mayonnaise and gasoline in case we find something in your hair.
They should have to check lice, then scoliosis. Just like what we did in elementary school.
Oh, it's
hearing,
like,
test.
Read the bottom line. You're not exit row material. A flight had to turn around. I saw this one the other day, too. Had to turn around because a bird got loose in the cockpit.
What?
There was a bird in the cockpit, and they're like, we could probably go. But if the bird started going, like,
oh, bonkers, and everyone's like, wow, so just open the window and just shush it right out,
just kind of
slightly
like that at 500 miles per hour. Hey, Tom, why is every character today
interestingly your name, Tom?
Wasn't that the rat name?
Exactly.
That bird's looking for his rat friend. Did Tom get on here?
He jumped off a while back.
Hey, but he won the bet.
All right.
My brother had one of these
morning. Tell this real
this
fast.
This morning, my brother was flying back here, and they were about 40 minutes away from the airport, and a woman collapsed on the flight of diabetic shock.
Whoa.
Oh, and wow. So they had to clear out, like, the first 6 rows of the airplane, make an announcement, like, are there any nurses, doctors, anyone on
and
board?
And were there? Did somebody go
out? I guess some people did step up, but yeah, they ended up having to fly the last 40 minutes or half hour of the flight with the whole, like, six first rows completely cleared out.
How big was this woman that they needed six rows?
I don't know. They laid her down in the aisle, like, right there, and so all the people were around trying to work on her, and then, like, the flight attendants were trying to get stuff for her and everything.
What was her problem?
She went into diabetic shock.
Oh, whoa.
So does that mean need insulin, or what do you need?
I don't know. I think so, yeah. I don't know.
No, I don't think you give them sugar, Steve.
No, I thought it was like sugar cane. You just put it right in there.
No, that's a different thing.
Oh, I thought
that's... No.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Steve goes rolling up. Yeah, I'm a doctor. We've got a Snickers on this bad boy.
I was in the exit row.
I got sized up. No lice on me.
I'm sitting with the rats and the birds in the back.
If you guys have witnessed something weird, wacky, flight folly-ish, please add to this ridiculous conversation. Megan.
Yeah.
What happened to you on a plane?
So I went on a trip with my dad to my friend's wedding. And he had just gotten dentures, and they didn't fit properly, so he would take them out when he got the chance. So he put them in his pocket, and they fell to the seat behind him, and the lady kind of tapped him and handed him the dentures back.
She
to the
picked
neck.
Him up?
She
touched him. Oh, God.
No.
I don't want to my dad. I'm like, oh, God. That's seriously, come on.
Nasty.
Oh, don't take him out. Don't pick him up. Don't.
That's just wrong.
Oh. And now they've been on a plane floor.
I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah. I'm like, you cannot put those back in.
No.
So we got to the hotel. And he washed them out, but yeah.
They just rinsed them under cold water.
Yeah. Good. Hotel water.
No, we had his cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Thank you, Megan. That's disgusting. Andrea.
Hi. Yai.
Flight follies.
So when my brother and I were younger, like 8, 10 years old, my aunt gave us some hamsters for our Christmas present, and we somehow managed to snuff them into our clothes
and
get them on.
I think.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we got them onto the plane, and we made it home with one hamster, but they ended up having babies. Crazy, but at least three or more hamsters got loose on the airplane. And
you had four hamsters, and you only
made it with one.
So they're still living on some plane?
Somewhere, like having babies and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
Pretzels and Sprite. That's
Oh my God. They're surviving on stuff that falls out of a man's dentures when they hit the ground. Oh, man, look at that. You dropped something. Jake.
Hey.
Hey, Flight Follies.
So I was about like 12 years old. I was headed back from Arkansas to see my grandparents, and we're coming into DIA. And like 150 feet off the ground, you know, wheels are down. It's nighttime. The power just shuts off in the plane. The lights go out.
Holy nightmare. You can still hear the engines going, right?
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, like, this lady was screaming her head off, and that even, you know, added more terror. I was like, what's going on, you know? Just pitch black. Yeah, it was terrifying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
you. At least the gear's down, I guess, because then you know.
So they landed. Everything was okay then, huh?
Yeah.
That's no bueno.
It's like cosmic bowling, flying around. All right, we're shutting
down. I think it's a little different than cosmic bowling. Oh, God.
Be fun.
Jen.
Yeah, guys.
Hi, Flight Follies.
So my husband was traveling internationally and made it to the airport just in time for his flight. And instead of checking him in for the flight attendant canceled him.
Oh,
what does that do?
When he landed in France, here comes all these French police officers that detained him on an airplane.
Whoa.
Took him, put him in a holding cell, kept him there for multiple hours questioning him until they called the flight attendant to figure out what she had done.
Oh my God. It's her fault, but he's doing time in a French prison.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, he was stuck in the airport, well, at a hotel outside the airport that they graciously gave him for free, and had to wait another 48 hours for a flight.
Dang. Oh. Lucky that flight attendant answered the phone. Otherwise,
no kidding.
You're stuck.
Oh my God. But it all got worked out.
Yeah, it took him an extra 2 days to get to Yemen, but he made it eventually.
That is an incredible story. Thank you for the call, Jen. The rest of our calls are about insulin. So if you want to share your favorite insulin recipes, do that on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.